are in the midst of a winner here, the scholarship winner from the Global Women's Leadership Network. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Very honored and very blessed, too, for the experience.
So what did you have to, I mean, what are the requirements for this scholarship? And can you kind of go on, take it from there?
Yes. So we had to complete an application, personal information. Mm-hmm. But some of the questions were, what are the things that you were doing not only inside the credit union, mm-hmm. but even outside? Like, how are you helping your community? Mm-hmm. I'm a very strong advocate of the Hispanic community. Mm-hmm. I'm a first generation that was born in the United States, daughter of two migrant parents. So it's very important for me to keep that connection with my community. Mm-hmm. And that's why coming to Ireland has been such a blessing. And it's such a huge opportunity, mm-hmm. because looking around and seeing that there are very few Latinos, very few Hispanics, mm-hmm. That join credit unions, and not only as members, mm-hmm. but even as professionals. Mm-hmm. Hispanics are very underrepresented in the United States. You don't see what you see at some of these like national banks, where you see a full teller line of Hispanic people, mm-hmm. ready to help their community. Mm-hmm. So I hope that, you know, through my experiences and through the work that I'm doing, mm-hmm. that I can be a role model for other young Latina girls.
Yeah, it's such a great community to be a part of and to help out as well, because the opportunities are certainly there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Very absolutely.
So what are you going to do with the scholarship? I mean, you kind of alluded to it a little bit here. What else are you going to do with it?
Well, so, I just hope that through the experiences and the career growth that I'm having, mm-hmm. That I can continue to form a leadership path in the credit union industry and be a role model for my community, and just have a better understanding of what are their needs, what are the barriers for them to join as credit union members, mm-hmm. and be able to lead, you know, be able to bring that knowledge to not just my credit union, but credit unions everywhere,
yeah.
and let them know that there is a need, that we do have as a community over $1 trillion in purchasing power, and we're not being targeted. We're mm-hmm, not mm-hmm. Some credit unions are not going after that market, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what credit unions do. Mm-hmm. We serve the unserved. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to be the voice. I want to be mm-hmm. the advocate. I want to be the one that's strumming that drum. And bringing that awareness to the movement.
Well, this is a community that's not, I think people generally think Hispanics are like in the southwestern part of the United States. No, yeah. Hispanics are nationwide.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's a, like I said, it's a huge community to get involved with, to be a part of, and to help out.
Yes. Yes, and you know, it's just a growing minority. I speak for, you know, the United States.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
a growing minority, and you have more and more Latinos that are now, you know, getting that college education, yeah. that are getting that. So they are going to be borrowers.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
those first generations of migrants, like my parents, you know, they were very conservative. They didn't want to borrow, but those second generations, like myself,
yeah.
we're taking care of our parents,
mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
we need to be savvy. We
mm-hmm.
need to be money smart in order to help our, you know, our generations.
Gotcha. Great message. What do you want to accomplish here? What are your goals?
Personal goal, I would just say, you know, I want to, I love surrounding myself by smarter and wiser people.
Oh, yeah.
But I also like surrounding myself by people that have a different opinion. I think putting yourself in that position mm-hmm. makes you really think about why it is that, you know, you have that different opinion,
mm-hmm.
and it makes you grow. It makes you think outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I always try to do at these conferences. It's beyond, right? This is an international conference.
Yeah.
You get to meet people, amazing people from all over the world,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to pick on their brain and learn, especially, attending the Global Women's Leadership Network,
mm-hmm.
it's just been such an amazing experience, because you get to see and understand what are these women doing out there?
Mm-hmm.
How do they get in the position that they're at? And what are they doing to give that back,
mm-hmm.
and helping other girls,
mm-hmm.
young girls, you know, that are like, I want to be like you.
Yeah. Inspiring indeed. Great message to end. I have one more question. Speaking of Ireland, what's your favorite part about Ireland so far?
You know, I'd have to say the history.
Mm-hmm.
I was oblivious to its history and the division. And I think that, you know, I would hope that the unity that credit unions have and that people helping people, you know, maybe brings some of that to Ireland. And because I do, I'm a strong believer that, you know, we are all better when we work together, mm-hmm. and instead of being separated.
Yep.
And so I just hope that, you know, the credit union movement has planted a little seed in Ireland, especially with all this Brexit going on,
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just unity. I just hope that, you know, we bring unity, but learning about their history, mm-hmm. And all their political aspects, that has, mm-hmm. I think, by far has been the most amazing part of this trip.
Awesome. Great message to end on. No wonder you're the scholarship winner. Well done. Laura.